Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. A little bit of a switch today for Thursday. Normally, it's Lee Elsie at hour number one. Most of you are probably surprised to hear my voice. Today is Thursday, and that usually means 4 to 6 is Wayne Root. 3 o'clock is Lee Elsie, my wonderful guest host out of Connecticut. Our flagship stations in Connecticut. We're up and down the 95 with several stations. I think we got 5 of them throughout Connecticut and also Long Island, New York. And Lee Elsie is the morning host there, and he fills in for me wonderfully and ably. He's my guest host whenever I'm out, and he's my guest host on Tuesdays and Thursdays for the first hour of the show. But tonight he'll be my guest host in the last hour of the show. We're doing a flip-flop today. I'm going to do the first hour and the second hour, and Lee will do hour number three. Many of you know that that I'm a very busy businessman, and in hour number three, I'm off to an important business meeting. No choice. It was just something that couldn't be avoided. People are flying in from out of the country to meet with me. And so Lee Elsie will be here in hour number three. Yesterday, one of the main themes of my program, I'm not sure if I opened the program with it, but I certainly opened it early with it. May not have been the first story, but it must have been one of the first few. And then I talked about it throughout the show, was the Columbia University, or I should say the sister school of Columbia, the Barnard University professor, Black, talking about genocide of white people. How, you know, if he had his druthers when the race war starts, he'd lock us in a room and he'd tell us how much he loves us and we wouldn't realize we were being gassed to death. I swear to you, that's really what he said in an interview and his new book. A Black professor at one of the best colleges in America, the sister school of my alma mater, Columbia University, wants to gas us the way the Jews were gassed by the Nazis. I mean, if you don't know it now, you better wake up. We're in a war. We're in a civil war right now as we speak. And although I don't think he speaks for most Black people, you know, I think if you look at Black Lives Matter, I think mostly it's a bunch of white liberal agitators with white guilt. And I don't think the enemy in a civil war are Black people. I think the enemy is going to be liberal against conservative. It's going to be woke people against common sense people who believe in America and American exceptionalism and capitalism. And there's going to be Blacks on our side, because I think there's a lot of Black people in this country who like capitalism. They want to make money. And so I don't think it's a Black-white civil war. I think it's a Democrat, Republican, conservative, liberal, woke versus woke idiot versus common sense. But I'm going to open today's show with it, the fact this shows you, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that it wasn't one guy at one college. They all think like this. And I saw it back in my Columbia days. Don't you see? I saw it then. All the white students at Columbia, most of whom were Jewish, because I'm Jewish. The whole Columbia is like 50% Jewish. And all they ever talked about is how much they hated white people. It was the most bizarre thing I've ever seen in my life. And here it is all these years later. What is this, 2021, and I graduated in 1983. So you're talking about 38 years ago I graduated, and that means I got to Columbia 40-plus years ago. Oh, my gosh, 42 years ago. Oh, my gosh, 42 years ago. I got to Columbia University. So all those years ago, seems like it was yesterday, all these white kids hated white people and wanted to bankrupt us all. Every white business owner, they wanted to bankrupt us and destroy us. And they tried to do it all these years, but they never succeeded. And now they're using two things to do it. You know, remember, Cloward Piven, that's the plan. Overwhelm the economy, overwhelm the system, and put everyone on welfare and bankrupt all the business owners who they claimed were all white. All these years later, there's a lot more black business owners, a lot more female business owners, and a lot more Hispanic business owners. But in those days, they were pretty much all white. That I will agree with. Most small business owners were white. Out of 30 million of them in America now, it's probably 70% white, and it's probably 30% black and Hispanic and et cetera, other women. But in my day, it was probably all white men who owned businesses. And they wanted to bankrupt every white man in America. These are white people saying this at Columbia University. And yesterday you heard a black professor saying he wants to gas us. And now, oh, and I mentioned the second thing they're using is COVID. So they're using the border and COVID. They're opening the border, letting as many foreigners as they can to destroy America and destroy the electorate. So your vote doesn't matter anymore. Make all American citizens useless and completely insignificant. And then they're using COVID, the lockdowns, to just completely destroy everybody. Just destroy every business owner. But I opened yesterday with this Barnard professor. Now I'm going to go to a Stanford student government candidate who says white people need to be eradicated. In several tweets dug up from last year, a Stanford University sophomore running for re-election in student government made racist comments against white people, notably saying that white people need to be eradicated. Stanford College Republicans found the tweets posted by Gabby Crooks and began circulating them on social media. Stephen Sills, a junior at Stanford and the president of the organization, told the Federalist, racism in any form is obscene, and there's a moral obligation that students need to know this stuff before they vote. Yes, I think white people need to be eradicated. Yes, I will go feral over mediocre white men that exist, Crooks tweeted in July of 2020. I'm looking at her picture. She is a black woman. Why do white people think everything's about them, Crooks wrote a week later. Congrats, I'm white. I couldn't afford college, so I never got to go so much for white privilege. I could use some of that white privilege right now. Someone wrote in response to her saying white people should be eradicated, and she said, why do white people think everything's about them? So, you know, if you're white and you get into college, it must be because you're white and you have white privilege, is what black radicals would argue, like her, Gabby Crooks. But if you're white and you're middle class and you can't get into college because your father can't afford college, like I was an SOB, well, then, you know, if you complain about it, you're a complainer, and everything is about you. You can't win. You can't win with radicals. You can't win with Black Lives Matter. You can't win with Antifa. You can't win with any liberal, but especially white liberals. Forget about Gabby Crooks, who's a black liberal and a black radical, obviously, and hates white people, wants to kill us all. But thank God that's the that's not the norm. You know, that's the weird, strange, bizarre minority of minorities. But I think a lot of elitist, white, liberal, spoiled brat, lucky sperm club punks, you know, are like that. They hate white people because they're so embarrassed by their own white privilege. That's who has white privilege, white liberals. Here's some additional tweets by Crooks, who's running for, I wonder how she got into Stanford. You think it might have been affirmative action? Maybe. Why did I see Vinny Hacker trying to fly outside my window? Y'all N, and that's the famous black N-word, let spicy white get to these crackers' heads. Not my mom walking in on me watching a video about unlearning Christian homophobia and getting mad. You know, can I say something? I don't even understand the language you're speaking. It's not English. Whatever it is, I don't know how you got into Stanford, because I can't understand a word you're saying. But whatever it is, I know it's not good. Everything she talks about is white people. And she says America, and she says KKK, America. A-M-E-R-I-K-K-K-A. America lover in my IR class. I thought you all were joking. Spelling America with three K's in reference to the Ku Klux Klan. It's absolutely sickening. This is the country we live in now. It's okay to hate white people. It's okay to have white hatred. But you can't say anything about real crimes committed by real people who happen to be black that then attack policemen, and then the policemen shoot them, and it's the policeman's fault, and he's a bad guy. Do black lives matter when black people kill people? 61-year-old grandmother fatally punched in the face by men in the public street. Jeremiah Mark is the one who punched a 61-year-old grandmother in the street, and she died in the New Orleans French Quarter. Now, I have no idea if the woman's white. I haven't looked yet. I just see the picture of him, and he's black. He may very well have punched a black woman. In Chicago, it's all black-on-black crime. It's a black-on-black genocide. And do the ones who died, do black lives matter? Does black lives matter when a black person is a criminal and kills a black person? Does that black person's life matter? Gotta ask that. And when the one who does the killing is black, does it matter to you that black criminals, do they matter? Do you let them go just because they're black? So New Orleans police said 61-year-old woman, Johnson Street, that's her name, Johnson Street. Sounds like it happened on Johnson Street, but that's her name. Got into an argument with a 23-year-old Jeremiah Mark on Royal Street. Oh, here she is. She is a white woman. She was punched in the face, causing her to fall back and hit her head. She was taken to a nearby hospital where she was diagnosed with a traumatic brain injury and died 2 days later. Mark's been arrested on manslaughter, bail set at $100,000, faces 40 years in prison. This woman, Johnson Street, had two grandchildren and spent most of her time taking care of her 7-year-old grandson. So, am I making a comment that all black people are criminals? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. 98%, 99% of black people are wonderful people. But when the 1% is a criminal, are you allowed to talk about it? Do black lives matter at that point when that black criminal kills somebody? Did the black life matter if that black person kills this woman who's white? Does that matter? Where's the Black Lives Matter protests? When blacks are killing blacks? Or blacks are killing anybody? Where's the protests? It only matters when a black person is shot by a policeman who's white? That's the only thing that matters in America today? When we get back, I'll talk to you about Joe Biden's speech last night, which is epic. Epic results. Nobody watching. Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
You hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on it.
You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to trackgrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you have an idea for a...
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. This hour is sponsored by Sons of Liberty CBD. Wasn't that a TV show on cable TV? Wasn't that on FX Network? Oh, right, that was Sons of Anarchy. This is Sons of Liberty. Sons of Anarchy, I think, was a big TV series about a bunch of biker criminals. This is Sons of Liberty CBD, and they're good guys, and they're out to save you. They wear white hats, not black hats. You know I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out could cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion, and former Raiders quarterback about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50, Jay said that I had to try sonsoflibertycbd.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. And he was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but sonsoflibertycbd.com does it right. Highest quality CBD you'll ever find. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal, 100% American grown, 100% American made. CBD is real. It's mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, sonsoflibertycbd.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with their subscription discount for a total of 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, sonsoflibertycbd.com. Make the healthy choice and choose sonsoflibertycbd.com. Just say WAR15 to get up to 25% off, sonsoflibertycbd.com. Thank you for sponsoring my national show. I just was in the process of telling you all how COVID, which is real, and I've never denied, it's very real. I know two people have died, right? But I don't think either one would have died if they had taken hydroxychloroquine plus zinc plus Z-Pak, which is the Zelenko protocol. And there's also studies that show 80% less death in all the countries that use hydroxychloroquine. And there's studies that show as much as 80% less death. I read this one at Fox News, for people who have the adequate supply of vitamin D. So nobody claims you don't get COVID. Vitamins don't stop you from getting COVID. Hydroxychloroquine won't stop you from getting COVID. These are all things that are proven scientifically to reduce the severity. The severity. And how is it proven? Well, in every country in the world where they use hydroxychloroquine, 80% or so lower death rate in the United States. And I saw the top doctor at Fox saying the exact same thing about vitamin D, 80% lower death rate in places where people have adequate vitamin D versus people that don't. So COVID's very real, but the response to it's not real. And I kept telling you they're destroying small business owners and restaurant owners and bar owners and nightclub owners and strip club owners and all the people that make the most money owning their own business without an Ivy League degree. They're wiping them out with COVID rules, with lockdowns, and with masks and social distancing and everything else, all of which scientifically, lots of proof they don't work. Lockdowns, absolutely scientifically proven, do not work. Lots of debate about masks and social distancing. But this latest story reminds me of that fact that they're trying to kill us all, ruin us all, bankrupt us all. Oregon restaurants and bars slam the latest indoor dining shutdown. We are pissed. That's what the headline says. 1,200 restaurants and bars have already shut down in Oregon amid the pandemic. Oregon Governor Kate Brown announced just this week 15 of Oregon's biggest counties into the extreme risk category due to rising COVID infections, forcing another shutdown of indoor dining for restaurants that have been battered by pandemic restrictions over the last 13 months. Again! It never ends with these crazy liberal nutcases. Why would you think we have the craziest liberal nutcase in the country? Steve Sisolak. He's a head case. He doesn't know what he's doing. He looks like a deer in the headlights. If a deer in the headlights had a gigantic mask on his face. Have you ever seen him give his news conferences? How does anybody ever tell these people, even if you want everyone else to be masked, when you're in front of a TV camera, you take your mask off, you dummy. You look like a moron. You look like a complete moron. In any case, don't you think he'd be doing the same thing here, except our economy isn't a bunch of little restaurants. It's a bunch of giant, multi-billionaire casinos owned by billionaires who could buy and sell Steve Sisolak and destroy his career overnight. That's the only reason we have been buried in this town like Oregon. Otherwise, Sisolak would have buried us like New York, New Jersey, and Massachusetts, and Illinois, and Michigan, and Oregon, and California. And all of us would be out of business. But we aren't all out of business because the casinos make them tap dance. Dance, baby! Remember that movie? What's the movie called with one of my favorite movies of all time? And I'm dropping the ball. It's the mafia movie, Goodfellas, where he's shooting the ground and going, dance, dance, dance! That's what the casino owners do to Sisolak.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Well, 100% I'm thinking about running.
Former President Trump saying he's mulling a 2024 run for the White House. The former president continues.
we will, I think, be very successful. If we were very successful, look, I ran twice, and the second time I got 12 million more votes than the first time, which very rarely happens for a president. I got the largest number of votes in the history of our country for a sitting president, and I was told if I got 66 million, you couldn't lose. I got 75 million.
Trump also telling Fox Business he's considering Florida Governor Ron DeSantis as his running mate. Fire officials are responding to a fire and a series of explosions at the Manor Chemical Company plant near St. Louis. Evacuations are underway for people who live within a half mile of the facility. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You can-
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. The Root's on fire. I'm here in hour one and hour two. We're doing a little switcheroony. Three, because I'm off for an important business meeting. So we're here in hour one with a great guest, David Bossi, former Trump campaign advisor, and lots to talk about, including Biden's State of the Union address. I guess that's what they're calling it now. It really wasn't a State of the Union in the usual form. Matter of fact, he missed the date by which you're supposed to do it, and there was nobody there. Congress was kind of empty. It was not anything we're used to seeing in a State of the Union, but it was certainly an address to the nation, and I want to analyze it. So we've got David with us, former Trump campaign advisor, high level. David, you're on with Wayne Allen Root. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
I'm good. I saw a couple of polls I wanted to talk to you about before we get to the actual Biden speech. First of all, Rasmussen, which is the only poll I trust in America, says that only 36% of likely U.S. voters say Biden's first 100 days have been a success. 44% say it's been a failure, and the rest are undecided. So that's very different than anything you hear in any other poll, because all the polls, in my opinion, are fraud. They're fixed. They oversample Democrats. And now we've got a CBS junk poll from last night claiming 85% of the people approved of Biden's speech, and it turns out they only interviewed 169 Republicans out of 1,000 people. So it was an all-Democrat poll, and they thought he did great. Isn't that – that's just shocking, isn't it?
Yeah. That's – I mean, literally laughable. No, look,
it is. So what did you think? What did you think of Biden's speech? Let's get to that.
It was the destruction of America. That's what that name of that speech should have been.
Yeah, and it's happening.
It is the beginning. It is happening, and it is the beginning of the end of this country if we do not get a hold of Washington, D.C. If we do not take back control of the House and Senate in 18 short months. Now, they've done a lot of bad things, which he was describing, I'll get into, in the last 90 to 100 days. But they got 18 months, and they're going to – the more pressure that conservatives can put on these incumbents, especially those in tough districts, we can potentially slow them down and potentially defeat some of these bad things. And then in 18 short months, we win the House and Senate. This is a 2-year presidency, and America can come back. I don't know that we can come back after 4 years of socialist policies that were described last night. It is
I'm a little more pessimistic than you, even though I'm always a solutions guy and a positive guy, and I've got some solutions. But I'm just telling you, I don't know. I mean, will I be thrilled if we win the House and the Senate? Of course I will. But I just don't know, David, what difference it makes when the borders are open and no one's going to change that, I don't think, for the 4 years until you have a president in there again who's going to close the border. So millions will come in the country, and they're all future Democrat voters. And I assume in the next 2 years they're going to find a way to legalize the 20 or maybe even 30 or maybe even 40 million illegals that are already here. So that's how they destroy America, in my opinion, whether you have a Republican Congress or not.
Yeah, well, there are ways. And look, I don't disagree with you. You are 100% right. And when they say there's 16 million, first of all, they have no idea what they're talking about. If they say there's 16 million, you probably are multiplying that times two at minimum, right? So you're dealing with 30 million undocumented illegal immigrants here in this country that they want to give blanket immunity to. And yes, there is the concept that this would change, you know, obviously people being able to vote and where they would vote. But if you see, if you just look back at November, the president, Donald Trump, got an enormous amount of the black vote, of the Hispanic vote, of the Asian vote, bigger than he did in 16 and the largest numbers that we've ever seen. And so it doesn't mean automatically that they're going to vote Democrat. That's the fallacy that the Democrats want to believe. but it's not necessarily true, first. Secondly, the speech was just chock full of spending. And to be candid with you, I believe that our deficit, our spending, and our debt, our national debt, is crushing this country. And if we do not get a hold of it, and look, there are some times in American history that you have to do it, you have to spend money. That's okay. We had to the president had to spend $2 trillion on rebuilding the military because Barack Obama let it go to waste. Those are things that you have to do, and you have to spend taxpayer dollars to do it. However, we are at nearly $28 trillion. 28, if you had said that to me, right, 5 years ago, 28, right. If you had said 28 10 years ago, I would have said, you're nuts. There's no way we could ever get to 28. We're blowing past 28 right now, and he did $6 trillion, almost $6 trillion in the last 90 days of potential spending between the COVID bill, which was not a COVID bill, $1.9 trillion or $2 trillion. Then the infrastructure bill, which is $1.6 or so trillion dollars. And now you have this Family Act or whatever they're trying to frame this as, is free everything for, by the way, Americans and illegals, for free everything. Who doesn't want free everything? From right. College to healthcare, to pre-K. It doesn't matter. It's all free. The giveaway has never stopped. And this is $6 trillion. So we're staring at $32-33 trillion. And if we have one hiccup of inflation, we are going to go by the way of Greece. This of 5 years ago, where Greece one minute was a tremendous economy, strong government, strong economy, one of the best in the world, and then they were bankrupt. Well, unfortunately,
David, you don't have to look at Greece. How about in our hemisphere? Look at Venezuela. They were the richest country in Latin America. Now they're the poorest. People are starving.
I use both of those as an example. I go to Greece because it's just, I was there when I saw the people in the street. You think what you saw with Antifa and Black Lives Matter last summer was problematic? Wait till we get to a point like that. Because I know a lot of economists, not one of them knows the number at which we pivot. And we topple because of our deficits and our debt. But they all agree there is a number. They don't know what it is, but they all agree there is a number. And that's the scary part. We are just spending we used to say we're spending our children's and our grandchildren's money. We're now into spending our great-great-grandchildren's money. This is so irresponsible, the spending.
Well, you know, when you talk about, you know, you blink and it's going to be $32 trillion and then there's going to be inflation. You know, for years when it was like $10 trillion or $12 trillion, I used to always lean on certain economists who would say if we balanced our books with real stock accounting, you know, guidelines like they do on Wall Street, America wouldn't be at $10 trillion or $12 trillion. It would be at 210. No, they said $210 trillion, right? So now it'll be 230, or maybe it's 330, and even 30-something trillion is nothing when you add in the Green New Deal. That could put us at like 70, 80, 90, 100 trillion, and then it would really be 300 trillion. These are insane numbers that nobody can grasp, David, because no one knows how to add up a trillion, right? You can't even fit it on a calculator. So no one understands how bad it is.
And they're not doing this by accident. They're doing this on purpose. They're trying, if you're AOC and that crew, you want to break America. You want America to be a socialist nation. And what do socialist nations do? The government owns everything. The government takes people's wealth and gives it to others. They take your wealth and they use it for what they want. They own entire sectors of the economy, if not all of it. And that's what they really want.
David, I agree. I agree. It's not just that, but let's add in one other thing. There's two sides of the coin. One, they get to own everything, and B, that's how they solidify their power. They take it from you and they hand it to their voters, right? That's all it comes down to. They're just stealing it from us to give it to their voters. That's all. That's how you solidify. So what's the solution? You know, and I always ask this. It's so funny. We've got like 2 minutes to go. In 2 minutes, what's the solution to save America other than winning the House and the Senate in a year and a half from now, which I think is too far away?
Well, first of all, we have to fight every single day. We have to fight them at every bridge, every corner, every town. We cannot let up for 1 minute. We have to have pressure campaigns on these members of Congress so that they feel, because the one good thing that is a 50-50 Senate, and you know politics, usually the Senate majority leader, for the people that are up for re-election in 2022, they're able to look at them and say, hey, vote however your state needs to so you can get reelected. With a 50-50 Senate, they cannot do that even on one vote. There's going to be a lot of bad votes by a lot of Democrats, and if they feel the pressure from their constituents, we can try to slow them down and win some of these battles. It's vital for the future of our country that we do that. And then we have to win back the House, and if not the Senate, and then we're pivoting immediately to 2024. And by the way, that shortens his presidency. He could do things with executive orders, but if we have the House and or the Senate, it really eliminates the impact that he could have on America to our detriment.
Assuming, David, that they're not rigging and stealing elections again. Assuming the last election wasn't stolen. I think it was stolen. Matter of fact, can you stay through the break? I'd love to keep you on the other side and ask you about that. You know, if you think that we can win.
I wish I could. I have another.
You're on the run?
Show.
Okay.
I wish I could.
No problem.
Yeah, next time.
No problem. That's good. That means you're busy. David Bossie, yeah. Former Trump campaign advisor. One of the good guys, always fighting for us. Thank you, David, for coming on the Wayne Allyn Root Show. All right, hopefully in a few minutes we'll have more. We've actually got Sal Anuzis coming on, the new president of the 60-plus Association. And guess who the new spokesman is for the 60-plus Association? Wayne Allyn Root. We're going to have some great discussions. We have the power. I'm going to can do when we get back. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of six things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. You reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom, buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar's weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium, just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them War sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, this segment sponsored by Revive Healthcare. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional healthcare. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, small business owners, because what you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. Say that again fast. You also need convenient care you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you're the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually you can only get access to a product like this if you work for a big company with thousands of employees. You'll have instant access to an online marketplace where you can literally save hundreds of dollars on the things you need. And you don't have to pay higher rates for the things you don't need. The cost is, get this, only $59 a month to join. There are no copays. $59 a month, you'll get an incredible program, and you'll save hundreds of dollars on medications as well. Waiting, you can meet with a high-quality telemedicine doctor or medical professional quickly from the comfort of your home. Sign up today at revive-healthcare.com. That's revive-healthcare.com. Their team is standing by 24/7. Revive-healthcare.com. Healthcare.com. So, if you want America to become like this, then by all means, vote Democrat, right? By all means, stop fighting. By all means, give up. Because here's what America is poised to become. Remember, we come from the British. We come from the United Kingdom. So in the UK, a Christian pastor has been arrested for saying marriage is between a man and a woman. It's coming here. You don't believe me? You can't say what you want to say. There is no freedom in America anymore. The last place left of freedom is talk radio. The last place is talk radio, and they're going to try and destroy it and take it off the air. You and I both know that. The very last bastion of freedom is this right here. A Christian pastor in the UK was arrested by police after a member of the public reported him for the homophobic comment of saying that marriage was between a man and a woman. Really? Really happened. Hard to believe these things, but it really happened. The incident occurred outside it looks like Uxbridge Station in West London. A video clip shows the elderly pastor being confronted by police and handcuffed before being led away. I wasn't making any homophobic comments. He's homophobic comments. He said, I was just defining marriage as a relationship between a man and a woman. I was only saying what the Bible says. I wasn't wanting to hurt anyone or cause offense, said John Sherwood, pastor for 35 years. I was doing what my job description says, which is to preach the gospel in open air as well as in a church building. Sherwood was arrested under the Public Order Act for using abusive or insulting words that cause harm to another person after a member of the public flagged down officers and snitched on him. Remember that in America, in black neighborhoods, you say snitches get stitches. And now, snitches are all out there. Every liberal in the world is a snitch. And nobody cares. It's unbelievable. The black community doesn't care. They were mad if you snitched on a drug dealer. They were mad if you snitched on a gangbanger. They were mad if you snitched on a murderer. They were mad if you snitched on a cop killer. You were a snitch. But if you talk now about a person whose COVID mask is below their nose, that's okay. If you talk now at a business that shouldn't be open, because the government has no right to tell you, but the government's telling you to close, and you open your business in direct contradiction of the government's orders, all the snitches are out, and you're going to get arrested, or be in hiding in an undisclosed location like the woman who was on my show yesterday. And then don't forget, you know, if you say something really offensive, like marriage between a man and a woman, they'll drag you away to the prison where you get COVID and die. The pastor spent a night in jail, and he's still under investigation by the Crown Prosecution Service, could be charged at a later date. When the police approached me, I explained I was exercising my religious liberty and my conscience. I was forcibly pulled down from the steps, suffered injuries to my wrist and elbow. I do believe I was treated shamefully. It never should have happened. The UK is notorious for hate crime laws, where authorities will investigate supposed hate incidents if the victim merely perceives themselves to have been victimized. You don't think that's coming here? Oh my God, they'll turn my entire show into one big hate. One big hate statement. All I am is telling the truth. All I am is giving my opinion. All I am is telling to you what I know you already believe. Wow. Earlier this year, we highlighted how officers in Merseyside took part in an electronic ad campaign outside a supermarket saying being offensive is an offense. God help Wayne Root. In 2019, UK police investigated the potential hate crime of a transgender woman being turned down for a porn role because she still has a penis. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, they're all nuts. They've all lost their minds. And, of course, that's hate speech, right? Calling people nuts because they think it's a hate crime when a transgender woman is turned down for a porn role because she has a penis. A video by the UK government Home Office last year suggested insulting someone's appearance now constitutes a hate crime, even though there is no such law. Oh, my God, if I went to England, they put me away for life. For life. For words. There's no freedom anymore. Killing people's no big deal. Rape's no big deal. Assault's no big deal. Words. Life in prison.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Be warned,